Washington's 39 counties could decide later this year whether to file a lawsuit against the state over so-called unfunded mandates. The counties say a lawsuit is a last resort after years of pleading for more state funding. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
If you drive west from Spokane, soon you'll cross into Lincoln County, Washington, population 10,000. Scott Hutzel has been a county commissioner there for a decade. He says these are tough times for his rural county. They've been borrowing from the roads fund to pay for sheriff's deputies, and even then, it's hard to keep a deputy on the clock, around the clock.
In the middle of the night, you know, we've got our dispatch and corrections people up there, one running 911 and then the jail, and that's who we have.
In fact, 13 Washington counties don't have 24-hour-a-day police coverage. That's just one rather dramatic example of how counties in Washington say they're struggling to make ends meet.
We're managing on the edge of risk.
Eric Johnson is the executive director of the Washington Association of Counties.
And I think that's this kind of silent crisis that we are attempting to avoid.
A silent crisis. That's how counties describe their ongoing budget woes. They trace the problem back nearly two decades to a voter-approved cap on property taxes. Since then, the counties say lawmakers have ignored their pleas to tie the property tax cap to inflation plus population growth. At the same time, they say they've been saddled with unfunded and underfunded mandates from the legislature that have compounded their budget problems. Now they're considering something drastic, a lawsuit against the legislature. Again, Eric Johnson with the Association of Counties.
I think they feel backed into a corner with no other option at this point.
Both Johnson and Hutzel spoke with me on TVW's Inside Olympia program. Johnson says a decision on whether to file a lawsuit could come later this year. If the counties do decide to sue, they're likely to ask a court to find the state is failing to adequately fund public defense, public health, as well as election costs. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.